In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God. You know, the whole thing is dependent upon the blessed mercy of God and His love for you and His love for me. That with an everlasting love, He has loved you. With an everlasting love, He has loved me. And that love was started in such a way when He called a people to Himself. When He called Abraham and his descendants to Himself, they were not perfect. Oh, brother, even Abraham was not perfect. But he is called the friend of God. Abraham at one time gave his wife over to some people who were coming into his camp. And the people realized that she was more than a sister to Abraham. Imagine giving your wife over for a group of people to rape her or to have sex with her. But they knew there was something wrong. You see, I'm telling you, Abraham was not perfect. But yet, when it came to offering his only son, Isaac, upon the mountain called Moriah, God provides, Abraham took his son and he climbed up the mountain. And the son said to him, "Father, you are the priest. We have the fire. We have the wood. But where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "God will provide the sacrifice, my Lord." His heart must have absolutely been down to his toes. God will provide the sacrifice. And he certainly did. It wasn't Isaac. It was a ram in the thicket. Let me tell you, God loved Abraham and his descendants. God loves Abraham and his descendants. I am a descendant of Abraham, not by blood, but by faith. Because Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as being righteous. I am a child of Father Abraham. The Bible says, "Look to your father and look to the stone which hewn you. Look to your mother, Abraham and Sarah." What is the Bible trying to say in Isaiah? They walked by faith, and we are to walk by faith, believing that in every aspect of our being, that God loves us, that the Father is in love with us. I'm telling you, God's people, be it Moses or Abraham or Jeremiah or anybody else in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, no one is perfect. But yet, the revelation is that God loves you and God is in love with you. You might say, "How do you know that? You know, everything's going wrong in my life. How do you know God loves you?" Because he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up as a sacrifice for us, will he not give us all things beside? I'm telling you, God loves you, and I could always point to the cross. That love of God flowing from Calvary, that blood of Jesus speaking every drop, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you." I'm telling you, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for a sacrifice for you and me, oh, that is the love of God. But he did not remain in the tomb. He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And he gives us the Holy Spirit. Not only is God in love with us, but he gives us the same Spirit that he gave his Holy Son, Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the apple of the Father's eye. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus Christ loves you. You might say, "You know, you have no idea what I've been doing. I've been into pornography. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ can call you out of it. I'm going to tell you the story of Dr. Rene. Dr. Rene, when he was 11 years old, was in a school. It was a private school in Cuba. It was before Castro. And I guess he was fooling around in the choir, and the teachers told him to go outside. At 11 years old, he went outside. He bought an ice cream because he had money. And there was the man he bought ice cream from showed him pornographic pictures. From age 11 until he was in his 50s, he was hooked on pornography. But I'm telling you, when he went to his first prayer meeting, this is a miracle. God delivered him from everything pornographic. What he couldn't do, and he went to doctors, he went every place. What he couldn't do, God did in 1 minute. Now, I can't tell you that God's going to work that way in your life. It might be slow, but sure. But I know that happened in Dr. Renee's life. Dr. Rene now is in a hospital in Florida. They put him in the basement. He gets all the untouchables, the people that nobody else wants. And he leads them to Jesus. And he prays with them. And he tells them, God loves you. Jesus gave his life for you. God wants to pour out his Holy Spirit upon you. This is real. This is real. I'm talking about the reality of God's love for us. While we were yet sinners, God showed his love for us. While we were yet sinners, God showed his love for us. Jesus Christ will never stop loving you. He gave his life for you. When I am lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto myself. When he was lifted up on the cross, he drew you to his sacred heart. He drew me to his sacred heart. God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Lord wants to give you the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, if you fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children, if they ask you for a piece of bread, would you hand them a stone? If they ask you for a fish, would you give them a scorpion? You who are sinners know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So, Father, we ask you right now for the gift of the Spirit. I ask you for the Spirit of God to come upon the listeners and upon me in a mighty way. I ask that that Holy Spirit would convict us of our sin and convict us of the love of God in the same moment. Oh, there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin and shows us the crucified Savior, and he is the payment for our sin. There is now, the scripture says now in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. The issue is, are you in Christ Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given your heart to Jesus? Have you given your time to Jesus? Have you given your money to Jesus? There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's real. That's real. You are loved. You are loved. And I'm going to tell you, faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. Love. We are to show kindness and love to people. Tomorrow we will be going out to the people out in the street. Right now, 120 pounds of chicken is being baked for them for tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow there will be people in this house who will make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, who will make tuna fish sandwiches, who will make all different types of sandwiches, egg salad probably tomorrow, plus the chicken, and just to go out and say, you know, we know why we're doing this. We're doing this because Jesus first loved us. We're doing this because this is our ministry. It's a ministry to the forgotten. It's a ministry to the poor. Jesus has a primary look out for the poor. He cares about the poor. Are you poor? I am. Not in money. I have money. but I'm poor and needy. I'm poor and needy. Are you poor and needy? If you are, Jesus was sent for you, the poor and needy, to lift you up out of the miry clay and to put a new song in your mouth. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ, the Lord, has died for you, has been raised from the dead for you. And now, at the Father's right hand, he pours out his Holy Spirit for you. Oh, yes, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. I receive the gift of this. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to who asks? Well, we're asking, Father, for the gift of the Spirit. We are in need of the gift of the Spirit. Give us your Holy Spirit, Father. We need the Holy Spirit. He is the water that comes upon the dry ground. He is the dew that touches every single blade of grass. Oh, send forth your Spirit upon us, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon us, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. How have you heard this talk today? Have you heard the truth that you are loved, that nothing can separate you from the love of God if you are in Christ? Nothing can separate you from the love of God if you are in Christ. Isaiah says, even if your mother forsake you, the mother that bore you, the mother that gave birth to you, even if your mother forsake you, I will never forsake you. I have graven you on the palm of my hands. Listen, Jesus has graven your name on the palm of his hands when he was crucified at Calvary. I have graven you on the palm of my hands, and you are mine. That's, you know, that's something. I belong to him. And if I belong to him, he's got to defend me. If I belong to him, he's got to defend you. We don't have to defend ourselves. If we belong to him, God will defend us. He will defend us. I tell you, my friends, it's a very difficult state to live in the world that we live in today, because people have wagging tongues and they speak against us. But I tell you, God will judge them. God himself will judge them. I don't have to judge anybody. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let his enemies be scattered. Are you a friend of God? Do you have faith in Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? I tell you, if you are a friend of God, God will, he'll vindicate you. He'll vindicate you, people. He'll vindicate you. You don't have to vindicate yourself. The only thing you need to do is keep your eyes on Jesus. Turn to Jesus. Let Jesus do what he needs to do. I'm reading from the 91st chapter of the Psalms. It's a security under God's protection. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, you who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I want to abide, Father, in the shadow of the Almighty. I want to abide, Father, in the shadow of the cross. I want to be overshadowed by the shadow of the cross, because the cross has more light than a trillion suns. Oh, Father, we want to be under the cross. Remember what it says, neath the cross of Jesus stood his mother. We want to stand under the cross. We want to stand under the cross and tell the Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress. You are the God in whom I trust. That's where things go wrong, when we fail to trust in the Lord. You are my refuge, Lord. You are my fortress, Lord. You are my God in whom I trust. You are worthy of my trust. How do I know? Because God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, and that Jesus himself died on the cross out of love for us. God so loved you and me that he gave us Jesus. So we say, Lord, you are my refuge. You are my fortress. You are the God in whom I trust. Trust him today. Trust him today. He is worthy of your trust. Trust him today because his name is Jesus. Trust him today because the Father has given him all authority in heaven and on earth. Trust in the Father today. Trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, today. God will rescue you from the fowler's snare. Not might rescue you. God will rescue you. You have a court case? God will rescue you from the fowler's snare, from the destroying plague. Oh, yes. He will rescue you. You will come out unscathed. Hallelujah. God will shelter you with his pinions, and under his wings you will take refuge. Oh, yes, Lord. We want to be under the wings of Jesus, under the cross, under the shadow of the cross. Oh, Lord, because you're our refuge. You're our fortress. You're the God in whom we trust. Lord, we trust in you. We trust in you. We trust in you. And you will come through, because you always come through to those who trust you. Why? Because God's faithfulness is a protecting shield, yes. His faithfulness. He is faithful to you and to me. He was faithful to Abraham. He was faithful to Abraham when he sinned. He was faithful to Moses. He was faithful to Moses when he sinned. He was faithful to the children of Israel. He provided manna from heaven. He is faithful to us. He gives us the true bread that comes down from heaven. He gives us the Eucharist. He gives us himself. His faithfulness is a protecting shield. Oh, his faithfulness endures forever. His faithfulness endures today. His faithfulness endures tomorrow. What if you're unfaithful? He will always be faithful. That's his nature. He's only waiting for you to come back. God is faithful, and he will do it. Believe me, God is faithful, and he will do it. Do not worry. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. And I'm saying this to you, and I'm saying this to me. Trust in the Lord. His faithfulness is a protecting shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the plague that ravages at noon. You shall not fear, no matter what happens, no matter who is falling at your right or who is falling at your left. You don't have to fear, because the Lord protects you. The Lord has you under his wings. The Lord has you under his pinions. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Though 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, near you it shall not come. Psalm 91. Near you it shall not come. Near me it shall not come. Why? Because he is faithful. He is faithful to his word. He is faithful to his people, even when his people are not faithful. He is faithful to us. He is faithful to the 1,000th generation. You need simply to watch the punishment of the wicked, and you will see it. You have the Lord for your refuge. Hallelujah. God is my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of need, a very present help in time of destruction. God is my fortress, my shield. God is my deliverer. God's loving kindness never, ever, ever, ever dwindles. His loving kindness is forever. It's called the chesed of God, the love of God. It cannot be described. It has to be experienced. The chesed of God. Let me talk about that love of God for a little while, because it's the love of God that is faithful, 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 and faithful some more. Let me just give you an example. There's a young boy who just goes to college, and he's at MIT, and he comes from, you know, a poor background, but he's kind of bright. And the most revered teacher decides to take him under his wing. The most revered teacher. the little boy doesn't earn that. The young man doesn't deserve that. This is the love that this teacher has for him. And he takes him under his wing. He brings him to his wife. He feeds him. He even gives him money because he knows he's poor. Listen, God's faithfulness is infinitely greater than that teacher. I might not deserve it, but God pours it out on me. You might not deserve it, but God pours it out on you. It's called the chesed of God, the loving kindness of God. His loving kindness will never end toward you if you continue to make him your shelter, if you continue to make him the shadow of the Almighty, if you continue to make him your refuge, if you continue to trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart. Trust in him, for he will command his angels to guard you in all your ways. He will command his angels, the holy, awesome angels of God, the messengers of God, to guard you in all your ways. Lord, send your angels to these people. Send your angels to me. We need your angels. Are not these all ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation? The last verse of Hebrews 1. Are not all these ministering spirits sent to help us on the way to salvation? Send your angels to guard your people. Send your angels to protect your people. Send your angels to love your people. Send healing angels out today. Send healing angels out today. Send financial angels out today. Send angels that are filled with the love of God out today to these people. Send your angels out to them because you command your angels to guard us in all of our ways. With their hands they shall support us, lest we dash our foot against a stone. Hallelujah. Our angels are supporting us. You know, I've made that scripture my own. How many times have I twisted my leg and I'm saying, to his angels God has committed charge of God about you. They shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. How many times have I made that scripture my own? Angels of God protect you. Angels of God are near you. Angels of God are messengers sent from the Father. Oh yes, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses in heaven. All the saints in heaven, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, our Blessed Mother, Saint Francis, all the saints, Saint Leo, Saint Alphonsus, Saint Faustina, all the saints are there in heaven surrounding us as a great cloud of witnesses, and God sends his angels to protect us, to protect you in all of our ways, to bear us up lest we dash our foot against the stone. I want you just to realize today that no matter what's happening in your life, you are loved. No matter what's happening in your life, the Lord is faithful to you. No matter what's happening in your life, God will defend you. No matter what's happening in your life, the Lord is your refuge and your strength. Very present help in time of trouble. Are you going through trouble? Then lean on Jesus. Are you going through trouble? Lean on Jesus. Are you going through persecution? Lean on Jesus. He will help you. His word is, even if father and mother reject you, I will never reject you. I have graven you on the palms of my hands. Jesus, Son of God, we take your word today and we say, thank you. Thank you for the shed blood that you shed for me. Thank you for the shed blood that you shed for your people. Thank you that you endured the cross so that we might go to heaven. Oh yes, the cross is who saves us from hell. The crucified, risen Lord is the one who saves us from hell. In the fifth sorrowful mystery of the rosary, I always say, the crucifixion and death of the Lord Jesus Christ, who by this crucifixion and death has saved us from hell. That's reality. That's reality. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but His love is greater than our sin. Amen. His love is greater than our weakness. Amen. His love is greater than our images of Him. I'm telling you, stand under the cross today. I'm telling you, stand under the cross today. Allow the power of the cross to permeate your soul, because you are loved by God. You are loved by Jesus. The Holy Spirit fills you. I do thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel. And if you would like to give us a donation in PayPal, www.inseason.net, and we have many, many radio programs on www.inseason.net. You can listen to them. You can watch the television that's on. You can do whatever you need to do. We don't charge for it. www.inseason.net. The only thing we're concerned about is that you believe that you are loved with an everlasting love, and God does not change His mind. Just because you've sinned and fallen short, God doesn't change His mind. He says, come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear keep us apart. The address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.